What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy. More peace. More of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Woo! I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host of your Emotional Elevator. And if you listen to that, I am raising you up already. I really think about that because in the short time, I have definitely elevated my own elevator to that penthouse suite. And that's what I want for you, because I am Sandy Bird. I am a transformational coach that not only works with you as an individual, but in groups. I'm expanding my horizon soon to come. But where you can find me is at sandybird.com. I am Sandy Bird, Sandy with two E's and a Y instead of an I for the word bird. And I am a transformational coach. I am also a nervous system regulator. And that is what our topic is tonight. It is all about regulating, or what is regulating the nervous system. Let me read you a little bit of the details. Transform your life by regulating your nervous system. Are you ready to transform your life by regulating your nervous system? Are you stuck pushing harder but feeling more exhausted? Do you keep setting goals but stay stuck in survival mode? What if your body could finally work with you, not against you? In this episode, I will uncover why true transformation starts with regulating your nervous system. I will talk about why you can't force your way into success. Your body has to feel safe first. When you regulate your nervous system, you will unlock clarity, confidence, and joy. This is a foundation to everything you've been working towards. If you're ready to transform your life, it starts here, inside your nervous system. Let's get regulated. So tonight's show is all going to dive into not giving you all the tools and techniques, because this is going to be like a month-long series on tools to use to transform your nervous system. See, this is a big, big, big topic for me because I am now labeled as a nervous system regulator, and that has many means to it. But what is your nervous system? Well, they're the nerves in your body. And do you even know how many nerves you have in your body? There's over 7 trillion. I didn't say billion. I didn't say a million. I said trillion. We can't even fathom what a trillion nerves are. And how, when they are all flaring wrong, because they flare, our body is not regulated. And that's where we do get that moment of stuck. Or we're burnt out because our nerves are just going off and flaring up. It's also when we just keep feeling exhausted because our nerves are saying, hold up, slow down, I need to take a break. And that's what tonight is about. So how I want to start tonight is I want you to take a moment. Now, of course, you can't do this, and I do this a lot, if you're driving. Even if you're standing, you can do this. But I want you to kind of take a moment, and if you can, if you can't, don't worry. You're still going to be able to do this. Just to close your eyes. And I want you to take a big, deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a 4 count. And then just exhale through your mouth. Now, I want you to do that. We're going to do it one more good time. So breathe in. I want you to hold it, hold it, hold it, and then just sigh out. Now, what I want you to do is just breathe normally, deep, and breathe out. But as you're doing that, I want you to scan your entire body. Scan your head. Scan your eyes, your face. Are you tensing up your jaw, even though you're starting to feel relaxed? How does your shoulders feel? Are they up like mine just were, and I just realized it, and I'm dropping them down, if you're watching me? How does your chest feel? Does it feel tight, or does it feel loose? How does your stomach feel? Does that feel tight? Does it feel like you're restricting yourself? Now feel your legs, your hips. Are they feeling any tightness? Your feet, your knees. See what you're starting to feel? If you're feeling all that, that's your nerves flaring. Because you have nerves in every part of your body. Those nerves, when you have a headache, are what's pounding. Your nerves control basically everything in your body. So when you are stuck, it's your nerves. Either they're stuck in that, your nerves also are comprised of that fight or flight response you have, because your nerves keep the score. If you've ever heard of the book, The Body Keeps the Score, well, your nerves do. And I want you to think about a time in your life where maybe you had a traumatic experience, maybe you saw something horrific, maybe you were involved in an accident, and they rush up on that scene or and they're like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And you're in that freeze mode. Well, part of that is your nerves. You're in shock. And that's why when I say you need to regulate your nervous system, you need to do things to get your nerves. You have a trillion nerves. You're not going to be able to, and I'm going to put this out there, you're not going to be able to relax all trillion nerves. There's going to be some that are going to feel that. But the most important ones you want to relax is that mind, your brain, all up here, all in your head. You want to relax. You want to relax your throat so you can speak. See, we think about it. I get nervous. I can't speak. I still get nervous. I did a presentation today on Legos, and I still got nervous. But what they did not know is before I blah, 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 I did some like nerve reactivation to kind of loosen up my nerves because I was presenting in front of peers. And that's what it means when you don't feel like you can speak up because your nerves are firing, controlling you from doing that. And that's why when I work with my clients, the first step in transforming your life has to be get in touch with your nervous system. And I can give you millions of examples of the nerves, but it's when you can realize that it's because you're not regulating, you're not doing what your nerves are calling for. Sometimes our nerves just call for us just to sit, relax, take a moment, breathe. Oh, that's part of your nervous system too. You're just relaxing nerves as that air is going through your body. I am probably going to say a little too much TMI. When your gut is all bound, it's because of your nerves. And I want you to imagine you've probably traveled before or had to go so bad, and you walk in a restroom that's unfamiliar, and all of a sudden you're clammed up. You hear all the time where people say, "Oh, make sure you take your probiotics since you're traveling across the country or the world, or you're doing this," because your nerves are nervous, so it's bounding up in you. So yes, if that's too much TMI for you, but it's you can relate to that. I know a lot of people can relate to that. When you hit your funny bone, is it really the funny bone that's funny? No, it's the ulnar. I always pronounce that wrong. Nerve that you've hit. When your hand falls asleep, it's the nerves. So, why do we think that we can ignore this nervous system and just excuse it? When we're sick and our body's exhausted or we're burnt out, that's because our nerves have been firing too much and they're like, "Okay, I need a break." When you're anxious, that's your nervous system. Just, oh my gosh, this is either a fight or flight situation for you. Oh my gosh. So what you have to do, and what I train my clients is to remind yourself you're safe and to let your nerves feel safe. Like when I first started, I realized my shoulders were up. because that's part of the nervous system. It was saying, okay, you're about to talk about something. Let's get a little bit anxious here. So my shoulders go up. And I felt it and I was like, okay, I can relax them because this is a topic I am an expert in. I have learned more techniques than most people on how to calm the nervous system. And working with me, my clients see the transformation, not just because of the goals and everything they set for themselves, but because of the steps they take to start regulating their nervous system. Because sometimes our bodies need that. Our bodies need that moment of grace. When people say, remember, just grace, give yourself grace. That's someone pointing and telling you, just calm your nervous system, calm it down. Whenever you think about if you've been in an accident and you're starting to go in shock, the first thing they say is, you're safe. I got you. I got you. You're safe. I remember I did some ride-alongs, and that was the first thing. What can I do? You're safe. And that's what I offer to my clients is that ability to help you. Because think about it. What else does your nerves control? Your emotions. Our nervous system controls our emotions. And some of us think, oh, but I never cry. I never get upset. But when you talk like this and you start grunting your teeth, that's your nervous system too. That's you on the other side of the fight, flight, freeze, fawn. That's you just, ugh. I mean, think about it. When you, ugh, and you're tensing up, what is it you're feeling when you're shaking and stuff? Those are your nerves. Yes, as part of it, it's your muscles too, but it's your nerves, and your nerves remember that. And that's why sometimes if you've gone down a dark alley and maybe you were approached and you got really scared, those are your nerves reacting. And the next time you go down that alley, it's your nerves that already have built up that memory and it's already got you. But it's when you can sit there and say, you know what? I'm safe. I'm fine. So that's the first steps to regulating a nervous system is to make yourself feel calm. And the first part with regulating your nervous system that you're going to find is it lifts up your confidence. It also produces some joy because you're inviting back in. Maybe you suppress dopamine and serotonin, which are the happy hormones, because of your nervous system being dysregulated. But think about that. There is a trillion nerves in your body that are controlling so many aspects of your body. And when you can give those nerves what they're looking for is a safe, comfortable cushion, cloud that they can just relax, you open yourself up to a whole nother their level world. You know, think about it. You go for a promotion and you bomb the interview. That was your nerves playing a part in that. There are so many examples of what the nervous system does. You go to the doctor, they hit you in that reflex in that knee. That's your nerve. That's your nerve. Humerus, femur. One of the nerves that go up there, that's what it is. It's a nerve. They're testing your reflex with a nerve, nervous system. So that's what tonight's topic is all about when we can dive into understanding our nervous system, we can provide it with what it needs. It needs that oxygen. It needs to be aligned. All of this is the nervous system from your head to your toes. And when it's aligned and feels safe and comfortable, the sky's the limit. Doesn't mean you're going to be able to fly, but you can achieve more things in your life. and transform who you are by starting to regulate your nervous system, because you'll feel that confidence. But it is time for this break. And tonight, what I've been talking about is the nervous system. And if you would love to just get on a call with me, it costs nothing to get on a connection call with me. All you got to do is look up sandybird.com, and that's Sandy with those two E's and the BYRD.com. You can reach me on many social media platforms. You can, if you're watching or listening to me, you can share this with somebody who you feel needs to work on their nervous system. Because that's what I start with when I am a coach, is how can we regulate your nervous system so you can transform. All my programs, within all of them, it's regulating the nervous system. So, or if you want to send me an email, if you just have a question about, could this be part of my nervous system? Is this, could this be an unregulated nervous system? Reach out to me at sandy@sandybird.com. But let's get to our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. If you are enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. All you got to do is search Emotional Elevator and give me those 5 stars, and I will be grateful, because it helps get my information out. And tonight's topic has been all about the nervous system. And I started off with, do you know how many nerves you have in your body? 7 trillion. Trillion. Not million, not billion. Trillion. And those nerves regulate our whole body. And when they are dysregulated, it creates havoc. And my examples were, of course, like I said, TMI. When you travel and you're all bound up, that's your nerves. If you are been involved in a situation, an accident or something, and you're in shock, most of that is your nerves. And your funny bone, nerve. Reflex at the doctor, nerves. That's all nerves. And when you feel anxious, that's a nerve. And I talked about a lot about when I start working with my clients, whether it's unleashing your authentic self, thriving through forgiveness, empowering yourself, that we have to start with regulating this nervous system. And the one thing I would teach every week on my show is this thing called our breath. Our breath has so much power to calm down our nervous system. When we can take a good deep breath in and feel our whole body and focus on what we're feeling, we can talk to that nerve or those little teeny million nerves right there and say, you know what? We're fine. We're going to be fine. We're safe. Our emotions are backed behind our nerves. And that's not saying like I was trying to also do the reference of when someone who I've always been labeled as very emotional person, but also those people who are, that's your nerves too. That aggression, that tightness, that don't talk to me right now. That's your nervous system stepping in and doing that fight or flight. That's what fight or flight is centered around, and freeze and fawn is your nervous system. And how you're not going to be able to regulate your whole entire nervous system, but when you can regulate the important parts, your brain, your heart, your gut, everything else will fall in alignment. And one of the tools I can always give you is breathing. Just, I'm safe. I'm comfortable. And that's where your confidence comes. You can say, I'm confident, I'm confident, I'm confident. But if you're not calming your nervous system down, your nervous system's never going to believe you're confident. Because it's holding. Your nervous system is what keeps the score in your body. Sometimes if you ever go to the doctor and they're getting that little hammer out and your knee is already starting to kick because your nerve has already got that. If you've done it for 55 years of your life, your knee is already ready for, oh, he's getting the hammer. Let me go ahead and start the kicking process. Because it already knows that feeling. Right now, I've been thinking about it. I can feel what it feels like to have that little hammer hitting my knee when your fingers fall asleep. But we adhere to that. When our fingers are asleep, we just shake our hand. But look, I'm shaking my hand to wake up that nerve because that we can feel. But when we're dysregulated with our heart, our gut, and our mind, we don't know what to do. We just, oh, well, this is the way it is. No, it's not the way it is. You can ask yourself, and that's why somatic breathing, somatic journaling, there's so many forms of somatic, dance therapy, which I'm involved in, laughter yoga, all of that is to regulate your nervous system, to find out where am I disaligned? Where am I dysregulated? Where do my nerves need to feel calm? Joy, because you can say all you want, I'm happy, I'm happy. But if you're clenching your jaw and you're tightening up, your nervous system is telling a whole nother story. And that's why you've got to start with that. Because when your nerves in your brain are relaxed and calm and feeling safe and confident, if you're a left-sided brain person like I am, my right side jumps right on in. Let's play with some Legos, creativity. Let's do this post, creativity. I'm not a right brain person, but when I'm regulating my nervous system, there are like one, the logic, hey, we should do this. Yeah, let's do this. Both of them are aligned, but it's when you're dysregulated that your nerves aren't firing together. Your heart. Think about your heart. Compassion for somebody else is when your nerves feel safe enough to be compassionate. You're not going to be compassionate if your nerves and your heart don't feel safe. And I'm not speaking this just from my own experience. I'm speaking this from my clients' experience and how they've been regulated. Your gut if you have gut issues and you keep going to that GI doctor and stuff like that, when you can regulate your nervous system and make your gut feel safe and secure and aligned, how should I word this? Toilet becomes your friend. That was probably too much TMI, and that was probably a little bit funny at the end, but it just helps. And here's the biggest gift I can give you besides that breath. Ask yourself, why am I nervous? Why am I nervous? Why am I scared? Why do I want to run? Why do I want to punch that person in the face? What is going on that your nervous system has already kept a score and is trying to inflict that score from a past situation because you're a dysregulated nervous system into a present situation? Because that's what a dysregulated nervous system does. It sees a lot more triggers. And when you do get triggered, and you can say, why am I being triggered right now? I'm fine. I'm safe. I'm good. You can reprogram that nervous system to feel good and to feel safe. So, like I keep talking about, your nervous system, there's 7 trillion, you can look it up, nerves in your body. They're not all going to be able to be regulated, but the most important ones to regulate all of them is this headache nerve, heartache nerve, stomach ache nerve. And when you can regulate that, both right and left brain can work together. My heart can open up to compassion and love for another human being. My gut can relax and not be tensed up. And I can be the best person I'm meant to be because that is your nervous system. And it aligns. I could have gone into another topic of, since we only got 2 minutes, is sex is all the nervous system too. Those tingly feelings, what we call an orgasm, that's part of the nervous system. That sensation is a nerve. And sometimes that's what we want to feel, but we're so caught up in past experiences that we can't feel that. Or we've never experienced it, so our nervous system doesn't know what it is. So think about that. That's what I like to end on, is that sensation, that glorifying feeling. You can give yourself a full body orgasm from your brain to your heart to your stomach when your nervous system is regulated. And like I said, the next few shows you're going to have to watch or listen to because I'm going to give you steps and tools and techniques. But the first one is your breath. Second one I kind of gave you tonight is asking, talking to yourself. Why does my heart feel so tight and wants to me to run? Well, maybe it's a past. Maybe that's a past trigger coming in. No, I want to be compassionate. So if you are stuck in life, or if you're burnt out, or if you just are exhausted and you don't know why, and you run to the doctor and they can't tell you, it might be your nervous system. But of course, thank you for listening to me tonight. And if you can give me 5 stars on iTunes, you can search me, Emotional Elevator, share this. But you'll want to listen to next week's show, 101 Strategies on Nervous System Regulation. Thank you. And I am Sandy Bird, Sandy with 2 E's, that YRD.com. Sandy Bird.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.